opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Before we get back to your Met calls, we're playing this really fun game where Sean is trying to guess what I'm pissed off at Aaron Boone about. And Sean, who's usually a big critic of the manager of the New York Yankees, can't figure it out.
That's also not fair.
Which part is not fair?
I like Aaron Boone as the manager more than most. I just, when I'm agitated with him, I'm really agitated with him.
No, you get very agitated with him. You're a critic of Aaron Boone. It doesn't mean you hate the guy.
Yeah.
You're just very hard on him.
You're an idiot.
I think I'm fair.
Okay. And yet, you cannot think of something that genuinely annoyed me as an IBO last night about a decision Aaron Boone made? There's nothing that jumps out at you? Like, literally, this is going to be a slap at the back of your head because you have no idea?
I only have one last thought.
Okay, yeah, what, now, so far, off air, he guessed it had nothing to do with the bullpen, right, Evan? And I would not offer him anything. I would just stare at him blankly. That's what I did. I would not answer him. So there's something else that you think could be my criticism of the New York Yankees manager. Go ahead.
Eighth inning, walk De La Cruz, give him the Judge treatment.
Mm, good guess. No.
Instead of homering at 4-1, keeping it to 3.
That's not it. Let's just get right to it. All right. The Yankees yesterday struggled greatly with runners in scoring position. They were 0-for-12. Some of it was bad luck. Some of it were terrible at bat. Giancarlo Stanton struck out a couple of times with guys on base. In the top of the eighth inning, with the Yankees down 4-1, they brought the tying run to the plate against a right-handed reliever by the name of Tony Santian.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Boone let Anthony Volpe hit. And I got a problem with it because Anthony Volpe has now graduated into the world of he is what he is. He's a light hitting defensive first shortstop. Is he a major leaguer? Of course he is. We talked about this recently. There's no one that should replace him, but he has now graduated into a world where the Yankees have a deep bench because they do now. Mm-hmm. Bench is deep because of Stanton back, where you have the ability if you want to pinch hit for Anthony Volpe because he's not that good. So with two on and two out against a right-handed pitcher, you've got two options, Teak, on your bench. You tell me what you want. You could go to Trent Grisham, who's kind of been clutch this year at
right.
times.
He has.
Or,
even though he's fallen off as of late.
He did hit a home run recently.
He did.
Or you could go to the leading vote-getter in the American League designate, or the second vote-getter
yeah.
in the American League DH All-Star vote in Benjamin Aloysius Rice. Would you not agree that with the tying run at the plate in the eighth inning of a game where you're looking for that spark, that your better option is to go to Rice or Grisham than sticking with the light-hitting shortstop?
I hate it. I hate it.
Which part?
You
Boone
hate the fact that he stuck with him.
No, I hate Evan's point.
What?
Because this compounds the issue with Boone from the weekend. I understand what you're saying on the surface. I don't disagree from like a bird's eye view.
Thank you.
But this goes back to sitting Anthony Volpe a day after he has one of them a bloop hit, but three hits in the home run and killing the momentum. In that spot last night, is there a better litmus test to say, hey, I trust you, I believe in you, you just had a day to sit after getting three hits, go get the big hit for us. If he pinch hits for him there, well, what does it say? I don't care that you had the three hits, I sat you the next day. You're trying to build his confidence and build off what he had the other day.
So we're still in the confidence building stages?
I want to make
that. I thought we were in the winning stages.
Evan,
at this point, it's 4 years in, right?
Thank you, T. 3 years, but yes.
You know, this is his fourth, right.
There are two sides to the coin here. on the premise, I agree with you. I'm going inside the Yankees' minds. This is why I had a bigger issue with Boone sitting him right away off the three hits, because had he just sat earlier, then came back from the three hits, then maybe we're building. But I think the moment he had that and then you sat him, you have to give him all his at-bats the next game to see if he builds off of it. He screwed this up over the weekend, and now it led to a problem. So, yeah, I agree. Bird's eye, we shouldn't be, hey, are you going to build any rhythm 4 years in? I totally get what you're saying. But micro-wise, over the course of what Volpe's had go on the last 3 days, I understand trying to give him confidence, because ultimately the Yankees need to get him going. Otherwise, they're too bad short on that infield.
What a convoluted answer.
I know it's convoluted, but it is. Baseball's convoluted.
Did you actually understand what he said, Sean?
Kind of. I think basically what he's saying is that because of the circumstances of where Anthony Volpe has been this year, sometimes he's been okay, other times he's been unplayable, or at least unhittable, because he's always pretty good with his glove at shortstop, but unhittable player. He just had this little stretch where the circumstances say he might catch on. So you got to leave him in.
I
kind of get it.
Baseball's about streaks.
I kind of get it, but I think you're reaching.
Yeah, I think that's a reach.
No. Baseball, we all know, is about hot streaks and cold streaks, right? You're trying to see if you can catch Volpe here and get him on a hot streak going, because his last game he had three hits and a home run.
I think there's a lot of mental gymnastics that you explained. I'm at the point where it's June 23rd, June 24th now. I'm just trying to win baseball games. That's where I'm at. I'm trying to win baseball games. Not at all costs, obviously. You can't just play guys until they're tired or play guys in a ineffective, dumb way. But my point about Volpe is this. He is the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees, and he continues to deserve to be that until there's a better option. And right now, late in games, with the depth of the Yankee bench, the way it's constituted, there are better options for a big at-bat late in the game. There just is. Ben Rice gives me a better chance to plunk one over the fence and tie the game than Anthony Volpe does against a righty. Yeah, it just is what it is. But sometimes it's simple, man.
But I think the challenge is that Anthony Volpe is going to be an everyday player. You're never going to platoon him. You're never going to put him in those situations. And while he's, what is he, 20? What is his? He's 24?
Mm-hmm.
He's still young.
So what does that mean, though?
You still have to give him those shots.
I'm giving him a shot. He's playing every day.
I understand
late in the game against the righty, I'm going to use a left-handed slugger to try to tie the game up.
Well, look, maybe they're still caught in what the expectation is for him instead of what you have now come, and I think me as well, have realized who he is.
Well, so Aaron Boone wasn't asked about this after the game, but he was asked about this from Jake and John Boy when he does his weekly spot. And I like those guys, but what annoyed me was when they asked, which is a great question because it bothered me last night watching, Aaron Boone said, "That's a great question. I thought about it." And that was it. And he never went
about pinch hitting.
He did, yeah. Which I thought was a big admission that, okay, he thought about it, and I'm thinking on the same lines as John Boy, who asked the question, but then it was over. Then Boone's like, yeah, I thought about it.
But here's the thing.
And then there was silence, and he didn't explain what went into the decision to think about it, but then not do it.
But think about if you are Aaron Boone. If you're Aaron Boone and you've thought about that, meaning pinch hitting for Volpe, once you do it, now you've committed that that's how you view him.
So
now you view him as we all view him. And Aaron Boone's not willing to commit to that yet.
Now, I was doing some research, and you can try to correct me on this because there's no perfect way to do it. Out of curiosity, using my memory, which is not great sometimes, and Baseball Reference, have they pinch hit for Volpe before this season?
I can't recall.
And the answer is they haven't. And so my response to that is it's time to change that. It is. It's just time to change that. I'm not on board with benching him. He is still the best option for the New York Yankees at shortstop. This is not even a broader discussion on if he's a bust or not. This is just simply because you have a deeper bench now, which you do. The Yankees have a deeper bench since Stanton came back. Golf clap. That's fantastic. There's always someone on the bench who's good enough to start until proven otherwise.
Yes.
That allows you to pinch hit for a light hitting shortstop late in the game. So if you agree with me and you're mad at Aaron Boone, let's at least take this energy to the right place, which is, hey, from now on, Mr. Boone, can we start pinch hitting for Anthony Volpe late in games? Are you with me at least on that, Sean? That we've graduated to this point where we don't have to treat him with kid gloves? Like, if he's hitting a lot, I won't pinch hit for him. But as long as he's a light hitting shortstop, which is what he is, and I've got Trent Grisham or Ben Rice or Paul Goldschmidt potentially on my bench, I'm going to use those guys.
I learned my lesson a long time ago in a postseason game when Alex Rodriguez was pinch hit for by...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Raul Ibanez, nobody, and I mean nobody, is above being pinch hit for if the time calls for it, and yeah. We've seen enough from Volpe that I agree with you. I'm going to tell you what the counter answer is going to be, because they do this all the time when Grisham doesn't start and bring him in. They're going to say, well, if we tie the game, we're not going to have our best defensive infield out there with Jazz at third. You know, he's not in his natural position, and you're going to take Volpe's glove out? That is going to be their fight back against it, I'm telling you.
No, that's right. First of all, that's BS. That's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
Who goes this? Sure.
Peraza, right, okay, is a gold, like, I don't want to say he's a gold glove caliber shortstop.
I mean, he's not Volpe.
He's a pretty damn good defensive shortstop. Now, he's not a good hitter, obviously.
But you're not asking him to hit at that point.
Right. So you're wrong. Let's just start there.
If he gets up to hit after he's replacing Volpe, if you pinch hit for Volpe, good things have happened.
Exactly. Thank you, Tiki. Good. So let's take you through last night then. You use Ben Rice, and now Volpe's out of the game, and you go to Oswald Peraza. If Oswald Peraza's getting a bat in the 10th inning, that means the pinch hit decision worked, and Peraza's defense is fine. Mm-hmm. So take that back. You're wrong.
I'm not going to take it back.
You can strike it from the record. I did that with something yesterday.
Call me Big Mac here. Yankee PR spin. They love Volpe's defense.
So Sean's deflecting because he's talking about if he's Yankee voices right now.
Well, but that's not even
Sean's voices. This is the Yankee voice.
Because this is what they've done.
This is what they'll say. And he's not wrong. It is what they'll say.
I don't necessarily agree with that. Peraza's a fine defensive shortstop. You're not even losing that much with him as defensive shortstop. Boy, you're stretching to defend this manager.
No, I'm not. I have all my issues.
Did he give you a back massage last night or something?
I wish he did. Happy text messages?
Like, hey, Sean, I love your work. Your Cinco's amazing.
You think he would have done that yesterday when I was still screaming and yelling about Clark Schmidt? No.
Marash, you're an idiot.
Going forward, I think you're right. This is something we need to acknowledge. I'm just telling you what their spin is going to be.
Right.
That's all.
All right. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Bobby's in Morristown. Hey, Bobby.
Guys, I heard this same exact conversation 10 years ago, but it wasn't Volpe. It was Greg Bird and George Arati. It was on this show, but it was Mike. It's this crazy Yankee bias. Oh, he's a homegrown talent. He's going to turn it up. He's going to come around to get two hits. And guess what? Bird promised 10,000 career at-bats. He didn't make it 5 seasons. This guy stinks.
The only thing is, I love your rant. That was really funny, and it was passionate. Anthony Volpe has proven to be a more certifiable major leaguer than Greg Bird was.
Yeah.
Greg Bird was a bust, and he failed. Anthony Volpe isn't what we expected, but he is still their best clear option to play shortstop every day for the New York Yankees. You know, yeah, right. He's a 230 hitter with a 730 OPS, but he plays really good defense. I'm not telling you they should bench him. I'm not telling you they should DFA him. I'm telling you late in the game, you should use a better bat to pinch hit for him.
Right. It's been, I mean, I think this is part of baseball forever. You have guys that serve certain roles on your team. One of them is play great defense. Others is to hit. Volpe is a great defender. We know that. But it's okay if in critical moments you don't want him hitting. But I think that's hard to accept for this Yankee organization. Back to what I said before, I feel like some people in that organization are still banking on the expectation that everybody had for him before he came up.
I think that may be true, but I'm going to make you a prediction for Sean, for you, and for everybody listening. The fact that Aaron Boone admitted he thought about it leads me to believe by the end of next week, maybe sooner, Anthony Volpe will be pinch hit for in a big spot by a left-handed bat.
I can't believe he's never been pinch hit for.
Well, I was looking at this season, so I can't say never. I got to look back at last year and the year before that, but I was looking specifically at this season. Has Boone ever gone to the bench? Now, remember, for a long time, the Yankee bench was weak.
Right.
But the fact that Stanton is back, you're always sitting somebody who at least has earned playing time, whether it's Trent Grisham or it's Ben Rice. In last night's case, it was both of them. Obviously, there was a lefty on the mound, but we did have reverse splits. Told you with Cody Bellinger. He was in the window seat, and it worked out. So you always have capable bats coming off your bench.
I want to spin this forward now. If Aaron Boone is at least thinking that at this moment, and we have, what, a month or so until the trade deadline, and the Yankees know they're lacking a big-time infield bat, if the only worthy infield bat, hypothetically, is a shortstop, do you think the Yankees would pull the trigger?
Who's the shortstop?
Again,
that really matters.
I'm just saying, you know they need to add another bat in the infield, and we keep trying to do the third base, second base thing. Yeah. Let's just randomize this and say the guy's a shortstop. Do you think if he's already thinking about this pinch hitting with Volpe, Volpe prohibits them from doing that at the deadline?
I'm sorry. The name needs to be mentioned, though, because the name matters. And the reason I say that is, let's say, and I'm trying to theorize, like a good hitting shortstop that would be available at the trade deadline, you could move that guy to third base, especially if Volpe is the superior defensive player. So who the player is matters. Long story short, they are likelier to add a bat at third base or second base just because there are going to be more bats available who are third basemen or second basemen than a shortstop. So I don't think Anthony Volpe is being replaced this season. I think that's very unlikely. I'm just saying I think we are closer to seeing him pinch hit for late in the game. AJ is in New Jersey. Hey, AJ.
Hey, Evan and Tiki, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Evan, your points almost mimic mine when I'm talking to the TV when I'm watching. Mauricio, his swings are horrendous. Horrendous. And I think the only reason he's still up there is because he's a switch hitter. And they got to put somebody else in that DH spot or whatever. But even Beatty is be better at third. I'd rather send Mauricio down with Alvarez.
Well, I think that's going to happen. I think that when Mark Vientos is activated in a couple of days, I think Mauricio is going to go down. And the question's going to be for Mendy, is Vientos the everyday DH with Beatty at third base? Hmm. Or is Vientos the third baseman and Beatty's losing playing time and it's Jared Young and Starling Marte at DH? That's going to be the real question. But I don't think there's really much of a chance, unless Mauricio gets incredibly hot over the next 48 hours, that he is going to survive being on this major league roster when Vientos comes back, and that's okay.
Right.
He needs more development. The guy missed the entire year last year.
Right. He's physically, he looks like he's fine, but he might not fully be fine because he's not hitting nearly at the expectation that you had coming into this season whenever he eventually got healthy. And remember, he kind of just got healthy and got thrown right back in. So he needs time to grow back into the player that he was becoming before he hurt his ACL.
Yeah, he's too soon to give up on. You're not giving up on Ronnie Mauricio. I think when you talk about guys who have been given ample opportunities, like Brett Beatty, it's a different discussion. Because I think the discussion around Beatty, similar to two callers ago, bringing up Greg Bird or Anthony Volpe, is at what point do you say, okay, this is what he is? At what point? You know, you want to be patient.
Volpe?
No, with Brett Beatty, I'm just using the example of...
Oh, got it.
I think
we've gotten there with Volpe.
I think we know what Volpe is.
Yes.
And even knowing who he is, he should be the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees until a better option becomes available. Our last caller or two callers ago brought up Greg Bird. Greg Bird had so many opportunities. Finally, the Yankees said, he ain't it.
Yeah.
And they got rid of him. And then he never got a million opportunities again. Brett Beatty is dancing with Greg Bird territory. He just is. Because he's been given so many different chances this year, and he just hasn't performed. And I warn my fellow Met fans, he's going to get traded somewhere because there will be a team probably that thinks, maybe we can fix him. And there is a risk that he's going to go there and be fixed.
He does feel like a change of scenery candidate.
Yeah.
That's going to be fine once he goes someplace else.
In Miami with the Marlins. I can see it right now. Brett Beatty to Miami is part of a deal for Sandy Alcantara. And Beatty figures it out. I'm not being negative. It's more what you're saying, that he just may be a change of scenery kind of guy. Ian in Astoria. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Appreciate it.
When you're a team that's slumping, I don't care the sport, but we're going to stick with baseball and the Mets. You need a spark. The fact that the Mets did nothing to Acuna after that home run, I'm blown away. I was there last night. He throws a grenade into the Mets dugout and lets it blow up in the dugout. And the Mets do nothing. You're telling me that if you don't plunk him or even try and plunk him, throw behind him and get everybody all drawn and, you know, not actually doing anything, but dugout's empty and we're all yelling, that's not going to light a spark on this team. This team needs something.
You were at the game last night, Ian, right? You saw what Acuna did. That's what you just said?
Yep.
I thought the exact same thing, but, all right, there's a big but here. Mm. There's a J-Lo coming here. I thought the same thing in terms of he does a Euro step.
Yeah.
He throws a grenade. Boy, this is obnoxious. Met fans are giving him the big boo. And Hoff and I very quickly were like, you think they should plunk him? And the ultimate problem with that idea is that most of the guys on the Mets are friends with him. I'm not kidding. Juan Soto and him FaceTime.
Right.
They're buddies. They went out down in Atlanta last week. Francisco Lindor, while he doesn't have that same kind of pizzazz when he hits a home run, he's more businesslike. So they're very different personality-wise. They like each other.
But it's also not... So it's funny. We were talking to CeCe, and you asked CeCe about the time we plunked the guy. I was like, that's for you.
Yeah.
Right? And CeCe did that because he was protecting his teammate.
A teammate who got drilled.
Drilled.
Not a teammate.
In the head.
Right. Not a teammate who gave up a home run to a great player, and the great player celebrated too much.
Think about the era, that era. And it wasn't that long ago, but think about that era versus this era. This era, athletes across all sports, they're all friends. And so... what we're seeing is showmanship. It's, I'm going to show off in front of you because I just got the best of you.
Right.
But it's not putting one of your teammates in harm's way.
Correct. That's the difference.
That's why these guys aren't plunking them.
Right.
And I don't think you're going to see that.
You're not going to see it. And again, take your emotions out, because I understand. Like, I'm sitting there too. I'm watching Acuna dance. It's obnoxious. Like, we all agree with that. And then in theory, it's like, oh, let's drill him. Let's have a fight. That'll spark the team.
This isn't hockey.
It doesn't also make sense. The guys aren't pissed off.
No, you're right.
Like, the truth is, Paul Blackburn gave up a home run. We should be pissed off at Paul Blackburn.
Right.
We should be angry at him for giving, or the kid who seemed to reach over to catch the ball, which I thought they were going to review for a second. I thought Tyrone Taylor pointed up, was like, what was this kid doing? Was that noticeable on TV that the kid reached over? Or was that my own eyes playing tricks with me?
Kind of.
Wasn't agreed.
No, it wasn't agreed. It didn't feel like.
Okay.
He was in the field of play.
Well, the fact that it was never challenged, they never looked at it, showed me that it probably was a nothing, but at least from where I was sitting, it looked like the kid reached over. But it doesn't make sense to plunk him when you think about the fact that they're all buddies. Like, it's stupid. It would be for show. It would be to make us feel better. Mm-hmm. It's not going to spark. It's not going to do anything.
Right.
It's just...
I think it's really reserved for, you're a reckless player, and we're going to punish someone else because you're reckless.
1,000%. You hit a guy, you injure my teammate, I'm going to take care of you.
Right.
Or I'm going to take care of somebody else. I think the celebrating on home runs, man, like...
it's part of the game now.
It's part of the game.
Yeah. And honestly, Major League Baseball wants it.
Yeah, I don't even hate it. I hated that Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a home run against the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate the fact that he was exerting his... you know, right to celebrate. Like, if Juan Soto had hit a home run off Dylan Lee, I would have had no problem if he took his pants off. Like, what the hell would we have cared?
You wouldn't have.
I would have been excited. Right. Speaking of excited, I'm very excited to tell you, Tiki Barber.
Yes.
That on Thursday, we will be broadcasting our show live from the Cadillac Club before Mets Braves.
Oh, fantastic.
And we will be joined by a dear friend of mine.
Who's that?
A man that I once grew a beard for.
Oh.
We will be joined... by Pete Alonso.
Be there, be square.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Hopefully he's got a couple of hits before he comes on with us. Hopefully he's smacking the ball around. And I'm very excited. The one thing I'm so excited to ask Pete Alonso about, mm-hmm. and has nothing to do with my beard or regrowing a beard, it has to do with, would he like my idea of batting second and getting some real protection?
Well, just ask him.
I can't wait to.
I think you have to convince him it's the right...
Oh, wait, I did ask him in spring training. I did. I forgot what he said.
Yeah,
I think
but, but that wasn't on air.
You're right. It was. No, I taped it. It was on the Rico. But it was also... It was
on
also,
our air, Evan.
Sorry. It was also spring training. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was very theorizing things. Now you're in the middle of a season in which you're slumping for the first time. And it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to register in his brain a hell of a lot more today than it did in early March when it was just a theory.
He had just gotten his deal done. He was just arriving at a spring training. So he was just trying to get his wits about him. What you need to do is convince Pete, whether you use some Jedi mind tricks, this is the right way to go. Have him go to Mendy and say, Mendy, I'm hitting second. So now you go, it's like with parents. You go around dad when he says no and you go to mom.
And Mindy's going to be like, wait, that sounds familiar. Oh, that damn Evan Roberts.
The best part is if that happens where Pete's like, you know what, that's a good idea. I'm going to go to the manager. And then Mendy's like, you know what? One of my players requested, I'm going to do it. The next time I see Mendy, oh, I'm going to mock the crap out of him. I'll be like, you know, I figured out how to get stuff done. Just go around you. Just go right around. You go
it's
right
like
to
with
Pete.
Your parents. You go around dad or mom when they say no.
Yeah. Mommy said no, so I went to my big brother. And my big brother forced you to say, all right, fine, we'll do it. We'll come back with more of your calls, plus a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted. Oh, we got a lot to get to. We still haven't even gotten there here on this hot Tuesday. The Knicks coaching search, another move in the NBA that improves the Knicks' chances of getting to the NBA Finals next year. And we'll get you set for Yankees, Reds, and Mets, Braves, game two of their four-game series. But every Tuesday at 3:30, we like to lighten the moon, play a little game of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read the old tweets of some of our fellow WFN coworkers, and then Tiki will guess who posted it. Are you ready?
I am.
October 6th, 2017. Greg Bird. Let me stop right there.
Wow.
The fact that Greg,
come on now.
Greg Bird's getting another reference today. This
Did you
is great.
Plant the call?
I didn't. And I didn't even pick the tweet before that. I just, trust me, you'll hear.
I know.
Greg Bird, Gary Sanchez, and Aaron Judge already have more big career playoff hits than A-Rod or something like that. Who posted that?
Huh.
Would that be BT Brandon Tierney? Keith McPherson, Sal Licata, or Sean Morash?
That feels like Keith McPherson.
You're wrong.
Sean?
Yeah, what was that? I mean, it sounds like you were taking shots at A-Rod back then. Bird, Sanchez, and Judge already have more big career playoff hits than A-Rod?
Remember, A-Rod had the one big postseason, but, I mean, a lot of flailing postseasons. Those guys got off to a good start. I thought
he
they were the
won
future.
You a championship. What the hell are you even talking about back then?
But that's a 3-for-1, Tiki. It's not a fair trade.
Sean, you're burying yourself here. You just had your big conclave with A-Rod. I bet yes. you left that tweet out in the conclave.
You know, what night was that?
That was October 6th, 2017. So it was early on during that great run that you guys went on in 17.
I left my phone at my friend's house.
No, stop.
All right. His excuse is it wasn't me. How about this one? This is another Yankee-related post from April 1st, 2021. It's very simple, straight to the point. Respect Gary Sanchez, or I will fight you. Is that BT Brandon Tierney, Keith McPherson, Chris Big Mac McMonagle, or Sean Morash?
Oh, that sounds like Big Mac.
You're wrong.
How is that not Big Mac?
Respect Gary Sanchez, or I will fight you.
I will fight you.
I will fight you.
So BT doesn't want to fight. Sean, I mean... Did you really want to fight, Sean?
Not in real life.
Were you a Gary Sanchez stan?
I loved Gary.
So it must have been Keith.
Frankie Montass.
It is Keith McPherson. Big Gary Sanchez guy. Respect Gary Sanchez or I will fight you. Gary Sanchez caused a split in the Yankee community after his huge mammoth 2016 where some Yankee fans hated him. He's an idiot. He's lazy. He can't block a ball in the dirt. Right. He strikes out a lot. And then there were others who just loved him. My producer at the time, Ernie Acosta, was on the side of loving him. But there were a lot of Yankee fans that despised him. So I didn't know this about Keith. He was a pro-Gary Sanchez guy. Where were you, Sean, on this Civil War?
I was very pro-Gary Sanchez.
Oh, you were pro, too?
Even okay. to the bitter end when they got rid of him, I thought there was still something in the tank.
And then, of course, you loved him on Sunday when his bad defense helped you win a game.
I did. Well, I didn't love that he broke up a no-hitter, but, you know.
Well, that was the night before. And that right. was really the first base umpire for missing his check swing.
Yes.
Anyhow, here's post number three. This is from November 17th, 2014. I pulled this in honor of an anniversary I'm celebrating. If you guys remember, a year ago, I had to miss parts of shows because I was in jury duty.
Oh, yes.
And I drove by the courthouse the other day, and I said, man, do I miss my old juror friends and the judge and everything that went along with jury duty.
The judge liked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a fan.
I don't want to reiterate to the audience who may not be aware of this. Evan wasn't even on the real jury. He was an alternate.
I was an alternate. That is true.
A juror nonetheless.
That's right. We all count the same. You cut us open, we all look the same, okay? This is a jury duty-related post from November 17th, 2014. At jury duty, if they named a homecoming king today, there's a good chance I'd win. Not the best-looking group here.
What?
Is that BT Brandon Tierney?
No chance.
Is that Al Dukes? Is that Greg Giannotti? Or is that Boomer Esiason? Boomer likes to insult people's looks.
Yeah, it's kind of all morning show heavy. That's got to be Al.
A nice round ass.
Yeah, you got that one right. That's Al Dukes, thinking he was the best-looking person at jury duty. He'd be the homecoming king. And speaking of looks, July 13th, 2017, I don't like commenting on appearances of radio guys because I am a mess, but at Evan Roberts looks like he shaved his own head drunk. Is that person Sean Morash? Greg Giannotti?
Wait, what was the year?
July 13th, 2017.
Okay.
Is it Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, or Sean Morash?
Not Sean, because he wasn't established enough to have taken that big of an insult.
I don't know, man.
I want to say that was Sal.
You're wrong.
How is that not Sal?
Sal makes fun of me, but not my looks.
Gio?
You losers!
Yeah. Yes, that was a Gio tweet. And I wanted to use that one today in honor of the fact I did get a haircut.
Right.
So it made
there
me...
Go. And it looks good.
Every time I get a haircut...
As you all will soon see on SNY.
That's right. Every time I get a haircut, I think of the time that Gio said, it looks like he shaved his own head drunk. And I remember that haircut because that was a bad one.
Did you shave it yourself?
I did not. Wow. I only started shaving my own head during the pandemic.
Did you pay someone to do that?
I did, and it was bad.
Wow.
I remember coming to work that day, 2017, middle of the summer, filling in for Mike, and I wanted a short haircut. And it was a disaster. So I actually agreed with that sentiment. I wasn't happy, and my attitude was, it'll grow back. Now, I feel decent about my haircut today. Would you agree, T?
You should. It looks good.
Thank you.
The problem is Evan doesn't understand one of the oldest phrases about a haircut in the world. We have to let the audience know this.
Right. I came in. I said, oh, you got your ears lowered.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant.
Very confused.
How do you not know what getting your ears lowered means at 40 years old?
I never heard that. First of all, 41 years old. About to turn 42. I'm old.
So I gave you the benefit.
I never heard that phrase before.
Have you heard that phrase before, Tommy?
I have to be honest. I've never heard that.
Are you
before.
Are you guys serious?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I've
Why
never
the
heard
two
it.
Bald guys in this room heard that phrase about getting your hair cut, and the two guys with hair who care a lot about their hair have no idea.
Maybe it's a sign that it's really not a popular phrase, bro.
I've been hearing it since I was six years old.
Absolutely a popular
May
phrase.
I ask you a dumb question?
Go ahead.
Why have you been hearing it since you're 6 years old when you don't have hair?
Well, like I
you
had two. Hair.
You two haven't had hair in decades.
Well, decades? It never mattered with my hair because of how my hair is.
Right.
Right? It's not, and my ears didn't change based on, perceptually, based on where my hair was because of how my hair is. But if you have long hair and it's covering your ears and all of a sudden your ears are visible, we either cut your hair or you lowered your ears.
But my point is...
And so, obviously, you cut your hair, so people would always say, hey, you got your ears lowered.
Yeah, but who's saying it? You haven't cut your hair in years.
Okay, but the point is,
not
you're 42,
yes,
right?
I'm about to be 42. Okay,
so even if that phrase has been cut out, because you're right, me and Tiki are bald. At some point in your life, you lived in me and Tiki's live generation. You had to have been told that or heard that
never
somewhere.
Never heard it. Never heard it.
Wow.
I've never heard it before. And the fact that Tommy's on my side, which is a rarity, makes me feel good.
I've heard, oh, you got a fresh cut. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah,
I've never heard.
Stating the obvious.
I've never heard the ears lowered.
It's a clever thing.
That's why it bothers you, because we heard it. We're like, I never heard that.
Nor did you get it.
Have you ever heard the phrase that it looks like you shaved your own head while drunk? Ever heard that phrase before?
Yeah, Gio.
That's a classic. Posted and toasted every Tuesday at 3:30. Let's go to John in Old Bridge. Hey, John.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
So two things. Back to the guy who called before about drilling Acuna.
not about him hitting the home run. It's about that this team embarrasses the Mets year after year. They laugh at the Mets in the dugout, and they do nothing about it. Nothing for years.
But the thing they've got to do, like, I get that. Obviously, they have embarrassed us for years. It pisses me off. But the thing they have to do, as opposed to drilling him, is to beat them. And that's what they need to start doing. They're 0-4 against the Braves this season. So I get the anger and I get the frustration, but I just don't think drilling someone who half the team already likes because they're friends with him does any good.
Well, they don't have to drill him, number one. They could drill anybody, but they got to send a message that, listen, we're not going to lay down anymore because they just step on a Mets throat every time. My second point was I got a couple trade packages that the Mets should definitely look into. Number one is the Boston. They need to go after Chapman, either a combination of Chapman and Duran or Chapman and Bregman. That would solve two issues. Did he get the third baseman and center fielder? And the third baseman or left-handed
I'm
relief.
With you on the bats. The Chapman thing scares me. I got to tell you, I think I have, and this is a rare case where I've got a Yankee syndrome. Like, I'm afraid of Aroldis Chapman. He has caused Yankee fans so much pain. Yeah. He also only wants to close, which is a problem because you're not closing here, sir. You'd be setting up Edwin Diaz. I don't think of all the relievers that I could go out and acquire, he is not towards the top of my list. But in terms of Alex Bregman, and in terms of Duran, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that improves this offense greatly.
The thing with Chapman is he's 37. He's still...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hitting triple digits, but he feels like he's a wild, like it could go awry.
I go a different route with the bullpen. That's all I'm saying. Let someone else go after him.
Give me a Subway Series, World Series game with Aroldis Chapman blowing a game to the Yankees. I mean, that would be, can anything top that in October? That would be the best.
I can name a few things, but sure.
That would be the best.
Yeah, but Bregman, if they are willing to absorb the risk of that contract, he does have an opt-out, but he is making a ton of money. That would be a very impactful offensive upgrade. Joe in Santa Barbara, California. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was just thinking, have the Mets considered bringing up Joey Manessis? I mean, he's not hitting great down there, but number one, he's, I think, a more professional hitter than Jared Young. And number two, he's a first baseman, and maybe what Pete needs is a day off right now.
Yeah, I think that the problem with Joey Meneses is he's one for his last 19, and he's not very good. And so if the idea is, well, he's better than Jared Young actually gives them more defensive flexibility because he could actually play more positions than Joey Meneses. And I don't think they're really considering giving Pete Alonso many off days. I don't think Pete Alonso needs an off day. I honestly look at Pete Alonso's recent slump, which is a normal because he was off to a great start, so he wasn't going to keep that pace up all season long. I think it really is hurting him that he's got nothing behind him. I really do. I mean, it's on Pete to not be overly aggressive. It's on Pete to say, all right, if I'm not getting pitches to hit, I'll lay off and draw my walks. So that is a fair criticism of Pete Alonso.
Right.
But I also think that there's no reason to face him when you look at what's behind him. Because even if you walk him and you put him on base, the bottom part of the Met order, especially over the last 10 days, has been dreadful. And I think that's really giving him more struggle than he could use an off day. I don't think he could use an off day.
I mean, they are in a stretch of, 13 straight games? So maybe they do need an off day, but I don't think that's going to solve the issue.
I don't think it's... Yes, they're playing a lot of games. Pete is a guy who plays every day.
Right.
And he has. And did he look like he was tired last year when he got hot in October? Like, I don't think he wears down.
No.
I saw what you just did there, Tiki. I'm calling you out. I'm calling him out. There is a replay of the Met game on right now. Mm-hmm. And Tiki is not distracted by the Met game. He was distracted by Mrs. Met's ass. I saw what you did.
See me? It looked smaller.
Oh, you think they lower? You think they...
I don't know.
I saw at Fanatics Fest. It looked less.
Yes.
Maybe she's squatting less?
Maybe. That's the only reason I looked. I was like, wait a second. Is that Mrs. Met? Don't recognize you from behind. Like
Mrs. Met really got that seat meat.
So you think that the bad Tiki and negative Tommy comments about Mrs. Met's ass has caused the Mets to change the size of her posterior?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Build that ass first.
Or she just changed her workout routine.
Well, her pants look looser.
The tush push.
Aren't baggier pants in on females now?
I guess.
They definitely are.
I mean, I don't know.
I've observed.
How am I supposed to know that?
Because you're an expert on everything, Teak. That's why. Wow. So you were checking it out in a way of, huh, what happened?
Yeah, I'm curious.
All right. Next time.
Is this why the Mets are struggling? Mrs. Met's got no ass?
There it is.
The reverse grimace?
That could be it. I think we need to do an investigation on when did they decide to shrink the ass.
All right. When we're over there on Thursday, we're going to have to bring this up.
Those are the answers we need to have. That's what we need to find out. Let's go to Luigi in White Plains. Hey, Luigi.
Hi, Evans. Hi, Tiki. How are you?
What's up?
Love the show, guys. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I'm tired of Volpe. I'm tired of Dominguez. I'm tired of Stanton. People always forget that Derek Jeter shopped at Stanley to every single team out there. Nobody wanted him. And then he convinced Brian Cashman. This guy's been a disease since day one. We could have picked up a few other great players, but we couldn't go out and get them because we had Stanton. And you know what? Volpe and Dominguez, maybe Brian Cashman is still looking to find that Derek Jeter or Bernie Williams or Posada. I don't think these guys are it. Maybe they'll be great in some other team, maybe Florida. But we're the New York Yankees. What are we doing here? Let's go.
Well, a couple things. One guy, one young player he did find and develop is a fellow by the name of Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about the development of young players, courtesy of the New York Yankees, we can't leave out Aaron Judge, who just simply may be the greatest Yankee we've seen since Mickey Mantle.
Evan, don't let me have to police this. What did you just say?
I don't remember.
You referenced a player's name.
Oh, crap.
You owe us $2.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And I got to be fair here.
Is
I don't
the
want
the first
it.
Time that it's been he's been brought up?
As far as I know that I've been listening, this is the first time it's been brought up and Evan said it.
Put it into the ledger.
Didn't say K.
I have created a ledger. For those that are not aware, last Friday we had an official vote here at WFN, an election, if you will. By the way, today is election day in the state of New York.
Primary day.
You can vote. You should vote. Exercise your right. I've got very strong opinions on us not being allowed to vote that I will address a little bit later on. But we had a vote on who the king of New York is. And King Aaron Judge, won in an absolute runaway over Jalen Brunson. And one of the rules that we have to follow here on the Evan and Tiki program and the Lou Gower is whenever King Aaron Judge is referred to, he needs to be referred to as King Aaron Judge. And if not, you have to donate $1. We will collect the money at the end of the summer, and then we'll do something nice with that money. We'll donate to charity. Right after King Aaron Judge was elected king, Sean Morash made the mistake, so my ledger has Sean Morash owes a dollar. I have just made the mistake. Are you saying I made the mistake twice, Tommy?
You said his name twice without putting king in front of it.
So I owe $2.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, our charity pot is up to $3, but I'm glad you brought that to our attention. Now, from here on out, what we're going to do to not derail the show completely is if someone does missay or not say king, note it. I will write it down. We don't have to stop the show every time, but I think it was important to stop the show now just so we know.
Or members of the audience, you could tweet at us or email the Rico B Gmail if you hear it with a timestamp. Is that fair?
That would help.
Yes.
The other thing that I'm giving Sean the job to do is after each show that he podcasts, there's a search feature where you can search for words. So after every show, Sean is in charge of searching Aaron Judge on the transcript and see if king was said before his name.
So, I got to do that?
Yeah, that's on you.
That's not on me. How about the people searching our podcast figure it out?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
I agree, Mr. President. All right, I'll do it, Sean, if you're going to be lazy about it.
I just wanted to set up the drop. Well, yeah, I'll fine.
You just wanted to set it up? Fine. You know, that's universal. It could work for anything. What do you think Jared Young... Tommy, pay attention. What do you think Jared Young's approach at the plate is like? The plate is wrong.
Oh, okay. Come on.
What do you think Jared... I'm saying it's universal.
Hey, Tommy, what are you doing today?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
What do you think about when Aaron Boone decides he doesn't want to pinch hit for Anthony Volpe when he's got good left-handed bats off the bench?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Can I go?
Yes.
Why haven't the Knicks hired a head coach yet?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Why does Sal Licata always rip Pete Alonso and me for not bringing him to Met games early enough?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Why are the Giants still employing Jameis Winston?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Why does Woody Johnson buy a soccer team when he doesn't know how to run a football team?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Actually, it's easier to make money over there.
Oh, stop.
Especially if you're going to stay promoted.
Why do you think the writers of 90210 decided to have Kelly join a cult?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Why does Evan and his friends keep watching 90210?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Thank you.
You got one, Tommy? Do you want to whip one out?
No, I'm good. You guys are good. You covered all bases.
Hey, what am I going to say about the basketball team I root for tomorrow night when they don't end up with Ace Bailey?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Okay, good. We got that out of our system.
Oh, feels good.
Yeah. Feels very good, doesn't it? Okay. By the way, real quick, I want to address this. So... you guys may know that the New York Knicks have requested and have received permission to interview a head coaching candidate named Mike Anori, who is an assistant in Minnesota. So I don't know that.
Know nothing about him.
I don't think a lot of us do. So I did some quick research on Coach Anori. Number one, obviously there's a past relationship with Karl Anthony Towns. I don't think the Knicks are hiring someone to babysit Karl Anthony Towns. I think they may hire somebody who can get the best out of Karl Anthony Towns, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that.
Or maybe they're just interviewing to see how to get the best out of Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're getting information. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys used him effectively. Let's pick up some information from Mike Anori. But before we all dismiss this as, who is this guy? You can't hire this guy. This is a disgrace. I think it's really important that we learn something about Mike Anori. And I learned this earlier today as I was doing my research about Mike Anori. Apparently, he is an incredible in-game interview. As an assistant coach, and we see this with the Knicks and Nets, there's an assistant coach that gets interviewed at halftime and gives us like some information that's usually nothing. Like, hey, we got to defend better. We got to get more effort. We got to defend the three-point line. Like, it's a bunch of cliches.
Right.
Mike Anori doesn't believe in that. Mike Anori believes in entertainment. So I present to you something that I found on YouTube earlier today, a collection of Mike Anori interview sound bites, so we can learn more about the possible next head coach of the New York Knicks.
I think like you see, it's a different story, regular season and playoffs. The regular season, they kind of set the beach with no sunblock. You know, we weren't prepared. Up and fast, break points, boom goes the dynamite, there goes our lead.
Jumped him. I haven't seen a speech like that since Vince Lombardi in Super Bowl I. But mine just training day, mind you, of longest yard, any sports movie, Rudy, all that type of thing. So I really,
we got to treat Bay like you do the elf on a shelf on Christmas morning. You got to find him.
We traveled Indiana for All-Star. We left our defense wherever we were coming from. So I don't know if our defense is in Cabo. I don't know if our defense is wherever we're going from here on out. But we have to find it. 104 points, absolutely unacceptable.
Or realize they had it's on like Donkey Kong the way they started out. First time all year that we're kind of almost like a hot mess express.
Well, you can't describe something that is non-existent. I mean, at the end of the day, 48 threes, made 22 of them, so Finch was in there.
Well, he makes everybody comfortable. He's like popcorn during Saturday night movies. Our pay defense was like 7-Eleven, open 24 hours.
So that's a little bit of Mike and Nori. When we come back, will that shtick work in New York City? Plus, I'll let you know why Sean and Tommy gave me a lot of crap for a crime I committed at Citi Field last night. Plus, more of your calls on the Mets' lack of offense and the New York Yankees not showing up in Cincinnati last night. Can they bounce back tonight? 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.